978@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to talk about, I'd heard and have been watching, studying, investigating. In Ukraine, in these conflicts, some of the conflicts, it is now being reported that some of the Ukrainian soldiers are actually, they are not even human. Some reports state that they may be zombies. When they are shot, they keep coming. You can shoot them 2-3 times. They the Russian soldiers, supposedly, from what I've been investigating, are very fearful of these things. They're frightful thing, whatever they are. And so because of that, I had been in the previous programs discussing the matter of projects in the biolabs in Ukraine. And during World War II, the Germans, the soldiers were given drugs to numb them, to give them a little bit extra confidence and physical strength, like high doses of caffeine or other drugs. And with the American soldiers, they would put chemicals in the cigarettes to get them addicted, not only to cigarettes, but to give them a sense immortality. They couldn't be destroyed, or I'm not phrasing that correctly. It gave them a little extra confidence. Well, whatever's happening in Ukraine, I know that at the end of the world, it is in the scripture that there something is going to come into the world that is not just human, will not be human only. It will be, we don't know, I don't know, I can't tell you exactly what these creatures will be. But I'm going to begin the program by reading out of Joel chapter 2. Some Christians feel that what I'm going to present is talking about an army of God, of godly soldiers, of God-fearing soldiers. I don't believe it is. I believe it's something else. I know there is something demonic to it, something non-human. And it's going to be toward the year, maybe the last year prior to Christ's return. I don't know, maybe before that even. But it does say that it will be at the end of the world. And Joel chapter 2 begins this way, that let the people of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It's near. A day of darkness and no light. A day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness spread out upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes, unlike any that has ever come before them. or will come after them in centuries ahead. So a great and powerful army, something. Verse 3, in front of them a fire consumes, behind them a flame burns. The land ahead of them is like the Garden of Eden, but they leave behind them a barren wasteland. Nothing escapes them. I don't think this is a spiritual army of Christian people. I think this is something demonic from another dimension with something in the physical world. Verse 4, they resemble horses. They are like war horses. They charge like the rumbling of chariots. They leap on the mountains like the crackling of a fire's flame, devouring the stubble like a powerful army ready for battle. In their presence, people shake with fear. All faces turn red with worry. Like warriors, they charge. Like soldiers, they climb the wall. Each keeps to their own path. They don't change their course. They don't crowd each other. Each keeps their own path. Even if they fall among the weapons, they won't stop. They rush upon the city. They rush upon the walls. They climb into the houses. They enter through the windows like thieves. The earth quakes before them. The heavens shake. The sun and the moon are darkened. The stars have stopped shining because the Lord utters his voice at the head of his army. How numerous are his troops! Mighty are those who obey his word. The day of the Lord is great. It stirs up great fear. Who can endure it? Now, even Antichrist, in a way, is a servant, though, of the devil, but God uses Antichrist and the false prophet and the administration of Antichrist to come as a tool to punish. And God uses even like Nebuchadnezzar of old, he used Nebuchadnezzar to punish the children of Israel. He used the pharaohs of Egypt to punish the children of Israel. The Assyrians to punish the children of Israel. He'll use America and the forces of America to become a battle axe, a hammer, a force to destroy the nations. So with this, what I'm presenting, there's something to it that I do not believe is just human. It could be partially human, partly spiritual, and it could be some type of creatures. We'll be back.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Are you tired of your cabinets slamming shut?
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end, no-slam cabinets with A&D Design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores' plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more,
quiet.
Call Daniel at 303 866-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
As I continue, as I'm looking and researching what's happening in Ukraine with these super soldiers, whatever they may be, are they chimeras? Were they created in some of the labs in Ukraine? Are they just soldiers that have been given high doses of some type of a zombie-like drugs? I was going to bring in an article. They do have in Haiti, they have a certain plant, and they can give it to people, and they literally become zombies. They can actually die and appear to be dead, but after this chemical in the plant begins to wear off, they come back to life. And it is against the law. There have been laws passed that people that have plantations, or they can't use this drug on their servants, their employees, or the people that work in their fields to keep them numb so that they can't be free, where they are just, they obey, they just take orders. And it's, laws have been passed, they cannot do this. It is against the law for plantation owners to use this type of technique on their labor force. So what's happening in Ukraine? Then I have been discussing earlier in the week, you know, this matter of chimeras, these black-eyed children. Are they another part of a DARPA government programs? Whatever these creatures are, these soldiers in Ukraine, it has to be, again, there has to be a government project behind it. Always government project. These things don't just come into existence accidentally. I think that they are, number one, they can be demon-possessed, demon-controlled, and through the CIA MK Ultra projects, they have found ways to actually insert demons into subjects. It's in their documentation. They understand how you can, through the MK torture techniques, through drugs, they can split personalities and demons can enter in and occupy these people. Now, some of the traits of demon possession: super strength, superhuman strength, strength above normal physical abilities. Number two, increased intelligence. People with just a common education can begin to speak very intelligently. They have knowledge of maybe sciences, different things, depending on what the conversation may be with people that are getting ready to cast these demons out of people. Also, they have a propensity to do evil. They have a propensity to harm or to murder, to torture. Example, Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy, demon possessed. You can't deliver him. You couldn't deliver him from the demons. They were too powerful. Dahmer. Now, the common denominator between these two, they were involved in government projects. Do I think that the government projects that they were involved with actually put these demons in them? 90% with Dahmer, I think so. With Bundy, I believe the same. And there are others, these serial killers, that were also involved with one way or the other psychological programs in the U.S. government. Klebold and Harris in Columbine, with James Holmes. Can they put demons in people? I'm telling you, the Bible says yes. A third thing, again, going to the propensity to do evil, harm, murder, torture, not just sex, but even a ritual sacrifice. Number four, they have a very high tolerance to pain. And with these, whatever these things were in Ukraine that they're using as soldiers, the Russians will shoot them 2-3 times and they keep coming. Well, generally, until that heart goes out, these things can, just through adrenaline, drugs, and demon possession, they can function. They can continue to function. They can, until that blood life is completely gone out of them, generally they may have another minute or two before they actually, unless you hit them right in the head. Number five, in some cases, these people that are demon-possessed, they can change in physical appearance. They can actually physically change. They can get bigger. Their faces can change. They can go from a normal face to the face of something frightful. They can morph, in a sense, to whatever demon is in them or demons that are in them. They can actually, to some degree, take on the appearance of that spirit. Number six, there's been documentation of some of these people that they know that are demon-possessed. They shapeshift. You've heard the term shapeshifting. I've looked into that, and for a while I watched it. I would do studies on it. I wasn't totally convinced. But as time has gone on, I realize that the demons, when they occupy somebody, they want to be what is expressed. The host, the person, yes, they need that person. But whatever spirit is inside that individual, it wants to basically take over and it wants to take on its own appearance. So they can morph, they can shapeshift into lizards, reptilian creatures, reptiles of different kinds. They can actually, their eyes will become eyes like a snake, where the pupil, or the, what do you call it, is up and down, just like a cat. They can actually be scaly. Number seven is, with people that are demon-possessed, they put out, or they have spirits, they put out an aura around them. There is an aura of fear. People around them just have a sense of evil. They have a sense of something not right. And they should have that sense. And the air and the atmosphere around them can actually be cold. Not just room temperature. If the room is 80 degrees, that room can go to 40 degrees. I know. My wife and I, we have experienced that when there are demons around. And we would go into a hospital room to pray for somebody that was dying, and that room would be 40 degrees. We would pray, and we would be ushered out of the room so a nurse could come in and do whatever they do, take the vitals, and we would come back in, and that room would be 80 degrees. So there'd be an atmosphere of cool, of cold. Number eight, another point, is they can have a foul or pungent odor. Just foul. You want to puke. A smell of sulfur. Sulfur stinks. I mean, it is, well, it's from deep, deep in the earth where hell is. And they can have just a smell about them. You may not have ever had been around somebody that, well, the foul is, the smell is so foul, you would know that it's not, the person is rotting inside almost. It's like he's just decaying, rotten. Another thing about people that have that are demonized, they can read your mind. They'll be able to think and know what you're thinking. They'll be able to, with paranormal abilities, like I had mentioned about these black-eyed children, they have paranormal abilities. They can between themselves, they can have conversations telepathically. That is one of the indicators of people that are demon-possessed. They can read your mind. They know what you're thinking. They can tell you your thoughts. And you're wondering, and this is why with people that go to palm readers, people that read your horoscope, these people have demons. And these demons help them to know something about the individual that's sitting in the chair across the table. They can read your mind, think your thoughts. They can tell you, give you insight into things that only you know about. They have the giftings of what God gave His children in the 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We Christians have abilities that are given to us by God to sense things also in a spiritual way. I can sense people that are demon-possessed, that have spirits, whether they're just at a introductory level to having demons, or if they're deep, deep into the occult and have numerous demons. Not a demon, but a dozen demons. It's the gifting God gives His children to have that discernment. Now, what is it that brings about demon possession? Well, one thing is drugs. People assume that drugs like marijuana, even medications that you have prescriptions for, that they are harmless. Anything that changes you, alters your ability, like causes you to relax, let your guard down, let your spiritual guard down. Drugs are portals. They are openings. They can be openings to the spiritual world. And demons, I promise everyone in this audience, there are demons around every one of you waiting for opportunity to harm you or to possess you. That's their objective, is to possess. Because you see, they don't have a physical body. They want a body. They want a physical, a way to enjoy the physical world, because they can't touch things physically. They can manipulate, they can influence, but they want actual tangible experience. That's why they want to possess you, and they look for openings. And especially in the time in which we live, more now than ever before in mankind's history. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Podcast 1360, KHNC.com. We'll be back.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hi, this is Bob Cambron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we know water. We provide affordable, long-term solutions to make your water ideal. Call or text Bob Cambron, 303-888-8891.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone.
There's a killer on the road. Government programs to cause demon possession in individuals. And it doesn't stop there. It can go into a society. A proof would be Nazi Germany. Another proof is the demonization of the United States of America, of the people of this nation. From 20 years ago to the present, we can see the spiritual difference of just 20 years ago to the present. There is a hatred of anything that pertains to a living God. There's a hatred more and more toward all religions, Christian, true Christian religions. Hatred of God himself, anybody that professes to be a Christian, Anyone that, like President Trump, during his administration, he was always mentioning blessing the people. God bless you. The children of the devil in the occult, they cannot, they are forbidden to allow that. The creature that they serve will not allow anyone publicly. They do not like anyone publicly mentioning the name of Jesus Christ, praying in the name of Jesus Christ. They don't want Christians talking about Jesus Christ in corporations. You have to be careful. There is a hatred of God himself, a hatred of God's children, of God's people, a hatred of conservative people that follow their conscience. I remember, 1917, John Dewey, the head of the modern education in this country, stated that there would be no prayer in the schools, no talk of God. And what was the third thing? In American education, no prayer and no talk of God, and Bibles would be removed from the schools. Well, it came to pass. And what happens to a godless nation? We have a Russia, which was 40 years ago coming out of godlessness and has become a God-fearing nation once again, has allowed open worship. And here in the God-fearing nation 50, 60 years ago, the United States of America, now anything pertaining to Christianity and religion, true religion, is verboten. It's going to get worse. This comes about through people who are involved in the occult and are commanded, and there's a demand on them by, again, the devil to destroy anything that would give reference to the God that created Lucifer. Lucifer did not create anything. He was created. And vindictive from that time to this time. This is why the hatred of mankind, anybody that is created in the image of God, the forces of darkness hate. They are under a rule. They have been given orders to starve mankind off the earth, destroy him through wars, to destroy him through mankind through plagues and diseases, taking what is in nature, taking it into a lab, and restructuring it to kill all of mankind. And here you have in Ukraine some type of zombies. We talk about zombies here last week, I think it was, where Sonia, in her program on the Thursday program, Half a Cup, talking about zombies. Do I believe in zombies? I believe zombies exist, and I believe that there is a demonic component to zombies. There may be, yes, physical, but there is a spiritual connection. Like I finished the last segment, demons want a host. They want a body. They want to be able to feel. And people that have demon possessed, that are demon possessed, another point, is they like to self-mutilate, self-harm. They like to inflict pain upon themselves, cutting. I'm just telling you the truth, because the demons that inhabit them want to feel anything. And if it's pain, that's what they will do. So that's another point about those that are demon-possessed. is they have a self-destructive tendency. They can be cured. They can be freed of those tendencies. They have to repent. If they've been intentionally made a decision to accept Satan, to take secret oaths, to pledge to a coven, to mess with Ouija boards, you want to open yourself up to spirit, the spirits, the other side, Ouija boards, these type of things, again, drugs. Just casual drugs lead to more drugs, to psychedelics, and when you're under psychedelic influence or these influences of LSD and these other mind-altering drugs, there will be spirits there. And the spirits, again, they are looking to occupy anything, even animals if they have to. They prefer humans because they can do more with humans than they can with animals. But they will occupy animals. You have people that have been involved in the occult, that have sworn oaths, that have just even playing around, taken little animals and sacrificed them for fun and said some little, just a little sentence or two, just kidding around. Uh-uh. No, the demons, they don't kid around. They're looking for an opportunity. We've moved into a world where this has to be talked about, and it isn't being talked about. At least, not all the time. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com for podcasts.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Free. Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
You know, and in the late 60s, this song, The Age of Aquarius, this was no joke. in the occult world studying astrology, they knew we were entering into another period called the Age of Aquarius. It is a end-of-the-world sign, and it is an occult sign to the occult world that we have entered into another age. And at the beginning of this century, in late 1999, I remember hearing that the Satanists stated that this century that we are in will be a satanic century. So according to these devil worshipers, we are in a satanic century. And I have to agree. We are in a century where Satanism has increased. In the governments of the world, the people of the nations, they realize that their leaders are involved in the occult. The people in England, they realize that, you know, Boris Johnson, we don't study Boris Johnson, we don't really, the prime ministers over there, Charles Blair, what was his name, Tony Blair, he's asked to go to Baghdad because 400 women want to get together with him in Baghdad. Well, who were these 400 women that wanted to get together with him in Baghdad? 400 of the most powerful witches of Europe. What did they want to get together with him in Baghdad for? Well, it wasn't just to have a cup of tea. No, they had other purposes. There were occult purposes in that get-together. You don't get 400 witches together for tea. No, there is a hidden objective. Then Malachi Martin, he talks about how the Catholic Church, they had two ceremonies simultaneously, Gregorian chant type of ceremonies, where they consecrated the Catholic Church to Lucifer. This is no joke. You can read Malachi Martin's, book? The Windswept House. Windswept House talks about a young bishop, I think it is, in the Catholic Church that has the ability and has the gift to cast demons out. Well, that was Malachi Martin. We are in a satanic century. We are in the century where Antichrist and his false prophet and all of his entourage are going to take power of the country that God ordained them to take authority over. This, and I'm not, I will just state, there's only one country that fits that description. It is the United States of America. I am sure of this. I will tell you right here, there is no other country. Antichrist does not come from the Vatican, does not come from the Middle East, though he may have a dual racial, he may be from two races. Doesn't come from England. There's only one nation powerful enough for Antichrist to fulfill all the prophecies and scriptures that talk about him. That is the United States of America. I'm sure of this. Study the scripture, look at the facts, and you study the occult world, and people don't realize, don't want to realize, except for people around Bill Gates, the depth of witchcraft around that individual. And he's obsessed, he's possessed with death. I stated on a previous program, I might as well go ahead and present it to you again. I believe that the person that's coming back to power in this country, Donald Trump, is still the president. It's not Joe Biden. There is a president in secret. There is a secret president running this nation. Donald Trump is still lawfully the president. He did win the election, but he was not allowed to take his seat in office again. So there is a secret president running this country, and it is a powerful person. And that person is going to replace Joe Biden. Joe Biden presently now has COVID again. And is this the tool that they're going to use to remove him? COVID? And this way they can assassination through COVID, get rid of him, and then the person that's in the wings can come back into power. And it's not going to be Donald Trump. I know many people, and I like Donald Trump, you know, if you know me. But the thing is, if you followed me through the last 3-4 years, I am a Trump supporter because I believe he is in the Bible. I support him because he is in the Bible. But he is not going to come back to power. He's not going to have the election results overturned. He is about to step out of the stage for good. But first, someone else is going to come in to take that position that Joe Biden is the illegitimate power of this country. Someone's coming over to take that position. And to do that, the Constitution has to be destroyed openly. It is, for the most part, the Constitution of this country has been destroyed. It's like a ship that has so many holes in the bow, below the bow, but below water level, that it's just a matter of time before it tips and sinks. We are at the tipping point. You cannot upright the damage that has been done to the Constitution of this country. It cannot be remedied. It is the Constitution. We are going to go to a completely different political system. It's going to be more of a dictatorship. And continuity of government is going to put this next person in power. I think at some point the government is going to try to nationalize all the corporations. But the corporations are pretty strong. The corporations are, you can't do much to change the policies of the Rockefeller Foundation or the Clinton Foundation or the Ford Foundations or all these foundations that are actually a ship that is so stable, you can't do anything to destroy these great corporations. It's going to take an individual that destroys this country. Well, actually, it's going to take God himself to destroy the systems of this world that work against the people of the world. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be right back. Finish out the week.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado. Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
At the end of the world, or at the what Christ meant when he said that at the end of the world certain things will happen, he meant at the end of the cosmos. And Christ was talking specifically about Satan's rule of the earth. The end of the cosmos was the reference to the end of Satan's rule over the nations of the world. The end of the cosmos. And here at the end of the cosmos, this is why we see the great surge in the occult to destroy mankind as quickly as possible, to doing everything possible to change prophecy. And the people in the occult, they know the Bible better than most, than 90% of the Christians. They know the prophecies of the Bible. They study the prophecies of the Bible. They study the teachings of Christ. But the world won't. Why? Because Satan doesn't want the world to study anything that pertains to God's Word. The Holy Bible is the only document given to man that is perfect. You can fight that all day long if you want, but the proof is that every prophecy about Christ came to pass, and all the prophecies about the time that we're living in are coming to pass. At the end of the world, mankind would create creatures in the laboratories that would be fierce. And I read you out of Joel chapter 2. There is some type of spiritual, man-made, man-controlled, or they want to control, but they're going to lose control of it, creatures that are coming that are going to be fearful. And here, there's talk now on the battlefield of like zombie-like creatures, superhuman strength. You can shoot them 2-3 times and they keep coming. Drugged up, demon-possessed, partially human, maybe partially Nephilim, partially Neanderthal. And then you have a great plan by these people to bring into the world non-human children, black-eyed children, that have paranormal abilities, that can read your mind, that cause terror and fear. What the purpose of all these little black-eyed children is going to be, we don't know. But from the time they are born, they are strong. They are absorbing everything taking place around them. They seem to be very intelligent. And they have I don't know if you would say photographic mind. But they are here. Well, that's it for this Thursday. Have a wonderful weekend. On Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. Go to church. Join me on Sunday. Thank you. We'll talk to you Sunday and next Monday. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Have a good weekend.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM.